Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
I have every intention of every service I ever conduct, people coming in that door one way, but going out that same door different. And I believe that's the way it ought to be, by the power of the Holy Ghost. So I'm going to ask my sister to come up and share her testimony, a little bit of what happened with her last week.
Well, praise the Lord. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. For those of you that weren't here last week, ha, ha, ha. You get to hear it. How many of you guys benefited from last week's? How much money got ha, ha, ha'd in? Yes. Oh, I was one of them. Oh, yes. I was one of them. Liberty. That's liberty. Freedom. That's what he's doing with us. If it takes one person to start it, praise God, ha ha, I'll be that one. But there's liberty being set forth in his people. Freedom. Freedom that I haven't had. And that's just the beginning. Last week for you, those of you that weren't here, the Lord brought my brother over to speak some things to me. Didn't know really what he was going to say. He told a story about the Roberts ministry, the deficit that was left to the son of $42 million, and how he laughed in $1 million for a month for 42 months and paid it off. Well, I had some deficit, my husband and I, and as a woman that takes care of the household things, I'm a thinker. Like my brother, as we've been raised, we've been thinkers. And the Lord said, enough. I had been pressing the Lord about that and healing in my body. Quite a few things, and I couldn't just say, Lord, I just need healing in this area. So I had to say, Father, I need you to touch me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, because if I list everything that's wrong with me, I'll be here for a while, and I don't want to miss nothing. And I believe the promise that he gave us, that I'm entitled to full restoration of my body. Full restoration. Well, I'd been talking to the Lord and been reading a book by Joel Osteen called Becoming a Better You. I encourage those of you that have inside personal things that need to be cleared up, that may be insecurities or shortcomings inside of you, I really persuade you to get that book and read it. Because it's got liberty in it, freedom in it. And it's as simple as simple can get. And I'd been reading that for hours. I would get up on the weekend and sit and read while my husband slept. And the Lord ministered to me out of that book and began to show me how simple things were. And we make it so hard. We make everything so hard. And he said, I'm not hard. You guys make it so hard. And so as I begin to talk to the Lord about it, I said, well, Lord, your promise says then I'm entitled to my bills to be paid and not late. You know, debt to be paid off. My body to function right. When my brother had come over to me and shared that, and of course I come up and he said, the Lord wants to teach me something. Show me something. Give me some liberty. And of course it didn't. My light didn't come on right away. Some things have to be caught. I was one of those that had to catch it. You know, he kind of stood there, looked at me like, click, you know, like, is the light coming on yet? Well, finally it came on. Ha, ha, ha. It was dry as it could have been. I knew it was my action that was setting me free. And the Lord said, I don't care what those people are thinking about you standing up here, as dry as it may seem, and embarrassed as much as I wanted to crawl under that chair, he said, you do what you're told, and I'll set you free. Well, he had called up back problem, spasms in my back. Okay, I had my daughter, and I had an epidural that went wrong. And from that point forward, this has been almost 22 years ago, I have suffered with low back pain. As the years have went on, it has gotten worse. To the point we got a new bed about a year ago, hoping that that would make things better. And it didn't. And, you know, other things had taken place, and in my body and stuff, and now I'm working with a 2-hour glass figure instead of a 1-hour. So, you know, that kind of has a bearing on it too. So I said, Lord, my back, I'm not even 40 years old yet. What's going to happen if I'm 50 and I can't roll out of bed? I couldn't get out of bed. My upper body had to actually turn myself over in bed because my low back hurt me so bad. If I laid for very long, there was no sitting straight up because my back hurt me so bad. I said, Lord, I need touch in my spine. You know, I went to chiropractors and they'd crack and they'd pop and I'd have to slide off their table onto my knees and stand up because of the pain in my back that chiropractors couldn't fix. And so as I stood here last week, as dry as it was, ha, 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 the Lord began to say, stay with it. I'm teaching you something. I'm showing you something. And as it became a reality in me, my back began to show the results. Wednesday night, I went home. I slept so good. I sprung out of bed Thursday morning to my feet with no pain. I woke up in the middle of the night laughing. I got to keep this low. My husband's got to work in the morning. I'm giggling over here in bed. And he woke me up and he says, I want you to share with my people. They need to know how simple it is, how easy it is just to trust him and believe. And so I said, okay, well, Lord, I'm not really one that likes to get up in front of a lot of people. I'm not got a lot of stage time. Okay, you know, and I kind of just, well, ha, 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 and just went on, you know, back to sleep I went. Thursday night I went to bed and the Lord woke me up again. And he says, I want you to share with my people. This is important. I want you to share how simple this is. Just by laughing was rest. If you're laughing about something, your mind ain't on a problem. You're resting. And I began to laugh and continued. You know, my husband looked over at me. He didn't dare say a word. He just went right back to what he was doing. He said, oh, bless God, she's pouring in more money. She's laughing in more money. I am not going to disturb her, you know. So it's been working. Praise the Lord. Ha, 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 ha. Well, Friday night I go to bed. I'm feeling good. I wake up Saturday morning with my low back beginning to bother me. See, but the Lord showed me. He told me. He said, now you stay with this because he's going to try and come back and take what you already have possession of. I possess healing in my body. So Saturday morning, I begin to wake with low back pain. And I immediately begin to just laugh. And it was a lie. It was a lie. It was a lie. Trying to appear real. See, because I got a miracle. My miracle happened Wednesday night with my obedience. Amen. Okay? The Latin word for miracle means wonderful thing. Something that happens to the natural or supernatural realm that is an act or a revelation of God. That's the definition of miracle. A wonderful thing. A wonderful thing. If you can't conceive miracle that it's so far out there, look at it as God done a wonderful thing. If you can receive a wonderful thing, that's your miracle. Okay? People think that, well, they got a miracle, but I don't think I can. You know, the miracle is for this and though. Well, you know, my brother has been a reverend for a while. Well, I should have already been walking in this if I was getting it off him. It's an individual thing that you have to learn and whatever it takes to learn it. If you have to simplify things, simplify it. He said, I want it to be simple for my people to understand because I'm not hard in what I do. Well, as I lay there laughing Saturday morning with the pain in my back, it shortly began to subside because it had to. I already had my wonderful thing. Wednesday night. And I had been declaring it prior to. See, that was an act and a revelation of God that happened to me. Okay? Well, it don't stop there, because I said, Father, I ask you to touch me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet and everything in between. There's other things that are taking place in my body now that I'm not going to openly discuss that are changing in me for better. Because this is a ha ha ha, that's all it takes. Rest. It's yours. It's already yours. No sense in fretting about it. But just rest and laugh. And so, you know, there's liberty in that. And I'm learning that. And I can laugh at a whole lot more things than I could before.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18 tells us that our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God has ordained that His children are to live life by the unseen power of the Holy Ghost and all that is available to us in that realm. By virtue of our new birth, we have the ability to believe and receive from the unseen realm of God's kingdom. If our natural eye is speaking louder to us than the unseen eye of our spirit, we will be dominated by the circumstances surrounding us. God has not called us to be controlled by our circumstances, but to be the one controlling our circumstances. There is much more to us than meets the eye. We are born from above, born from the unseen realm, into a kingdom that can be manifested in the natural realm as we exercise our faith in that kingdom. The title of this week's message is Living by the Unseen. We believe this is a timely message for the time of history that we're in now, and we want to make this available to you this week. It's a 5-CD album series. Some of the titles in this series are Living by the Unseen, The Leadings of the Spirit, Tongues Has Its Place. You want to get your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen, to get the wealth of insight that's in this series into your library. My announcer is going to come and give you information on how you can secure this week's message in its entirety. You can buy just this week's message, or you can purchase the entire series online in MP3 format. So my announcer is going to come now and give you information on how you can secure your copy of this series, Living by the Unseen. Please stay tuned.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lawnmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lawnmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lawnmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.